Welcome to One Health Wednesdays. This podcast aims to promote the principles of One Health and encourage professional development. Here's your host, Ginger Dixon.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to One Health Wednesdays, a collaboration between LabUp and One Life Epi Solutions. I'm Ginger Dixon, and I'd like to introduce our guest today, Maryam Zakaria. And welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. So tell me, you are a student at the University of Ilorin, and you're in the doctorate of veterinary medicine. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm in my last semester, and very soon I should probably go back to school, write my exams, and finally graduate. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Congratulations. And I, from what I understand, you've been involved with two different student associations. Is that right?
Yes.
That's cool. Well, tell me about those.
Okay, so I've been involved with the International Veterinary Students Association and the International Students One Health Alliance. And the IVSA, that's the International Veterinary Students Association, they're an association that made up of veterinary students from all over the world. And they try to create opportunities for veterinary students by organizing events like webinars, educational seminars, workshops, as well as celebrating days that are important to the veterinary community, such as World Veterinary Day, World Health Day, World Tuberculosis Day. And in some way, they just try to kind of like make the world a better place for both veterinary students as well as the general public at large. Then I've also worked with the International Student One Health Alliance, and they're an association that kind of like connects students from various disciplines that are interested in One Health, which is the connection between human health, animal health, and environmental health. So they also try to create opportunities for students that revolves around One Health. As well as, well, not just students though, they also have like maybe people in a master's program. So yeah, but just it's just like an avenue or an opportunity to connect and to have a platform to share and interact with people with like minds that are interested in One Health. So yeah.
That's wonderful. And you're the president of the International Veterinary Students Association, and then you're the Africa continent representative for ASOHA, for the International Student One Health Alliance. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
That's wonderful. You must have had a really full plate through all this. That's amazing that you're doing all these things while completing your school. That's fantastic.
Yes, it's been an hectic year, but a rather fulfilling one, because I've had the opportunity to like work in different roles, and it has helped me as a person, as well as like I get fulfilled, I get joy when I know that, okay, I'm helping people around me, I'm motivating others, and I'm just like, in my own little way, making an impact.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I think it, you know, it could be considered a large impact. Sometimes we don't realize until later, you know, how big an impact we've made in the activities that we're at. And that's fantastic. So what types of opportunities have you had, or, you know, have you seen others have through these associations?
Okay, well, in terms of opportunities, I feel like the greatest one of them is the educational aspect, because like it's not everything that is like taught in schools. It's not everything that is likely to be covered in your syllabus. So these associations try to organize these events and they benefit people. For instance, when I was like the president of the International Personal Assistant Association, University of Ilorin, that's a local chapter, I organized an event about World Tuberculosis Day. And yes, we talk about tuberculosis in class because we're veterinarians, but this program wasn't just for like veterinary students alone. It was kind of like opened. And we also had like people from other disciplines that attended the event. And I'm sure that everybody that participated in that event learned a thing or two about tuberculosis. And it's a form of like social media advocacy. So this impact that we're creating is like going to help and also going to like improve, like the person that attends the program knows that, okay, this is what tuberculosis is about. And when they go to the market, maybe buy meat, or if they see someone that has suffering from tuberculosis, they'll be able to recognize these signs. Recently, we also had like this case study approach. That's for the ISOHA. We organized a discussion where we kind of like created a case, an hypothetical case, and we had our members try to find solutions or ways in which they will be able to solve this issue if they said they were the minister or if they were in a position to provide solutions. And so it's a very, very interesting conversation because you get to see different opinions from people, and these are people from maybe pharmacy, this from veterinary medicine, from medical science and the likes, and everyone is like working together to come up with a solution, and it's collaboration. So everybody leaving the event learned 1802. Apart from that, through these associations, I've been able to build a lot of skills, like leadership skills, team management, communication skills. I think to an extent, I'm able to interact well. So, and it's through these associations that I've worked that I was able to learn all these things. So I feel being involved in student association helps a lot, and it's something that everyone should actually value. And if they have the opportunity, they should join an association.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And I remember now the case studies I did weren't so interdisciplinary. I love that y'all have that aspect where you have the different people in. But I remember how beneficial those were, you know, way back in the day in nursing school, and you know, getting that really hands-on of here's what we would actually do, and then having the opportunity to work with people in other disciplines. I think that's wonderful.
Yes, I think it's wonderful too. Hopefully we'll get to do more. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us, what sparked your interest in One Health and getting into ISOHA?
Okay, so, well, my first position that I think I ever held was the OHAI, that's the World Organization for Animal Health. I applied as a student ambassador then, and I think that was in 2020, if I'm right, and I was lucky to be accepted. So as a student ambassador, I was like going to create a connection, like educate my colleagues in school about what the OIE does, as well as maybe organize events about some topics which we were given. So we're given topics like African swine fever, and we're also encouraged to kind of like organize other events that would be beneficial for our members. So we had like, I spoke to some other student associations in my university then, And we organized a webinar about World Zoonosis Day, on World Zoonosis Day about zoonotic diseases. It was a very, very interesting program. I'd never organized a webinar before, but we were able to, you know, combine our ideas and we're able to organize this event. And it was a great success. And the person that was there spoke so much about zoonotic diseases. Prior to the event, I knew what zoonotic disease was, but I didn't really know much about it. And I think when he was talking, he kind of like mentioned One Health. And after the event, I read about One Health. I got so interested in it. So I was like, okay, I really want to know more. I feel like this message about One Health isn't really getting to everyone. And I wanted to contribute in a way in pushing the message about One Health to the world. I was like, okay, I think student associations are a good way to do that. Then I also saw this One Health Lessons internship application around that time. So it felt like, okay, God was leading me. So I applied to be an intern, and I was the ISA liaison intern for One Health Lessons. So I read about ISOHA, and I decided, well, I didn't go straight to work with ISOHA at first. I worked as a liaison intern. So during my internship, I was interacting with ISOHA executives and with One Health Lessons. And I was able to see that, okay, this is an organization that I would like to work more with. So after my internship was over, later on, I applied to be the African representative and I was selected. So my interest in One Health, I think, can be said to have started from that webinar. But along the way, I've gotten to know a lot about One Health. I've been exposed to different webinars, different talks, different interactions about One Health. And I know it's like a very, very interesting field. And I feel it's going to play a very great role in improving our world generally, especially when you're talking about diseases such as zoonotic disease, when you're talking about antimicrobial resistance, environmental, climate change. These are issues that are currently happening in the world that we can't run away from. And everything still boils down to One Health. It talks about collaboration, you know, like, and a discipline can't stand alone. And that is what the One Health concept is trying to portray. Like, everyone has to work together for us to make a positive and a great impact in the world. Now, I'm liking where One Health is going to these days, because a lot of people are getting more aware about One Health is. Yeah, and I'm glad to be part of the process as well.
And I'm glad that you've decided to, you know, to hop in and be part of that awareness. And you've done a lot. You've done a lot. I think that's wonderful. And I love how you said that, you know, that these are issues that we can't run away from, and that a discipline can't stand alone. I think those need to be like quotes in the university, you know, have the university put them on a banner for you. I like this very much.
Yes. I think the university doesn't really like, I mean, I think one of our lecturers mentioned One Health, but it was mentioned in passing, like, okay, One Health is this, and that was all. They didn't really go in depth to explain. So it was through all these associations, all these my activities, I was able to really understand fully the concept of One Health. So hopefully in the nearest future, the universities will maybe try to incorporate One Health into the syllabus. It will go a long way.
Yeah. Well, I think you've done a great job, you know, bringing that awareness to people in the associations that you're in, and then back to the university. That's a huge first step. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I remember you telling me about how you kind of got this experience in graphic design, and you were doing, remind me what it was. You were doing infographics.
Yes. So at first I had just the knowledge about, I had just a background knowledge about Canva. it was during the pandemic. I was at home then, and somebody was organizing this free tutorial on graphics design. Around that time, I needed to make a flyer for an event, and I had no idea on how to go about it. So I kind of like signed up for the class. It was free anyways. So yeah. I took the class, and I was able to create the flyer for the event, which was great. And from there, I kind of like designed a lot of things, like maybe if let's say there's an event, or let's say there's a World Day celebration, I kind of like just play around and design something. So seeing as I had designing interest, and I also had One Health, I applied to the standing committee on One Health IVSC. I applied for a different position entirely. I applied to be the project manager around 2021 or so. And on my CV, I didn't really have much skills then. So my CV, I wrote graphics design skill. And I got a letter saying that I've been accepted to be the graphic designer of the committee. So I was like, well, this is not what I applied for, but it's still something. And well, I already have interest in, like, I had a background knowledge on Canva. So I took the position, but I wanted to do more apart from just using Canva. So I spoke to a friend in school then. He uses Photoshop for his works. So I was like, would you please put me through how to use Photoshop? That I got this position and I would like to do more. So I installed Photoshop and I started learning about it. And today I know how to use Photoshop, Adobe Illustrator, and CorelDRAW to a reasonable extent. So as the graphic designer for that year, I went to anyways. I and my partner were in charge of designing anything the committee needed that was like graphics design related. So we created infographics because we used to celebrate days like, let's say, World Health Day. Antimicrobial Awareness, World Antimicrobial Awareness Week and the likes. We had like, we even did a video once. So I also had to learn how to do the video. But it's been a very, very amazing experience for me. And yes, I know how to create infographics. I know how to create flyers and posters. And I feel very, very fulfilled in that regard when it comes to graphics design. It was a very, very fun experience.
It sounds like it was fun. And it's such an important skill to have, you know, that scientific communication and getting people to understand, you know, in a way that's quick and easy to, you know, get the full picture. That's a huge skill.
Thank you.
Yeah. I guess that I got all excited when you were talking about that. I think it's cool. So what advice do you have for, you know, for other students or people who are wanting to, you know, get into One Health or spread that awareness back in their academic communities?
Okay, so what advice would I give to them? Well, I would just ask them to kind of like be determined to make sure they really have that interest and that passion for One Health, and to always look out for opportunities, because opportunities would always come. So they should kind of like be ready for these opportunities, and they should seize them and make the best out of it. They should also know that, okay, One Health concept is not new anymore, but it's still, I want to say, in its growing stage. So like those a lecture I attended once, and someone mentioned how, okay, she had to overcome challenges like maybe finance, funding for some projects she wanted to do. So these are some of the challenges a student may face. And since we're students, there's even like more limited funds. Like for us now, there are sometimes maybe we want to do like, okay, we wanted to do like a rabies campaign we had everything planned, but we didn't have the funding. So it's kind of like made it a bit difficult. So you need to be prepared that, okay, these challenges are going to come, but you should try to find solutions to them. And you shouldn't let setbacks hold you down. Like, you should try to overcome them. You should know that it's not going to be a smooth road, but it's going to be a very fulfilling one. And as long as it's something you like and you enjoy doing, then you just have to put one foot in front of the other. And when you look back, you realize how far you've gone and you'll be able to move forward in life.
I love that. I love that. That's great advice. And I want to thank you for joining us today. We want to give you a moment here if you'd like to thank anyone that's helped you along the way.
Okay. Well, I would like to thank Dr. Deborah Thompson, because I learned so much skills from her when I worked as an intern. Like, I was just starting out then. So I had to, she really did a lot. She helped me when we're trying to, like, it was through the internship I built my LinkedIn profile. I had never been on LinkedIn before. So she made me see the importance of LinkedIn. She gave us that opportunity to, you know, interact with, like, people from different associations. And I was able to build my confidence from there. And, you know, there was one, when I first started, I kind of like organized an event, an African-based event. I'd organized an event prior, but on Zoom. I'd never really done that on Zoom. So she gave me so much. Like, when I look back now, I just really have to thank her so much. She's been very, very amazing. I'd also like to thank the teams that I've worked with too, because they're a very, very amazing set of people. I've had the opportunity of working with people that understand the importance of team management. And, you know, they give you this opportunity to be yourself. And it's been so much fun. To shout out to every team that I've worked with, from the Standing Committee on One Health to ISOHA members and ISOHA team, and to IBSA Unary and IBSA Nigeria team. So those are the people I would like to thank.
That's wonderful. And thank you again for joining us. And we wish you luck on your One Health adventure. I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you. And also, I would like to thank you too, as well. I feel very, very honored to have been invited for this podcast. So thank you as well. And thank you to, I think, Lab Hope, if I got that right as
yes.
well.
Yes, to Lab Hope.
And I think maybe One Health Happy. I'm not sure I pronounced that one right. You mentioned two organizations.
So many organizations. Yes, it's so there's Lab Op, and then there's One Life Epi Solutions, which is my organization.
Yes.
And
I'd like to thank both organizations. I think you guys are doing very well. And I really love listening to podcasts. So
thank you. We're excited to hear that. It's been a wonderful partnership. And I think already, you know, we're at the beginning of the journey with One Health Wednesdays here. And it's been wonderful. It's been really rewarding. And we hope that, you know, it really spreads that message of One Health and, you know, different people working in it. So thank you for being a part of that.
To support the mission of One Health Wednesdays, please subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Spotify, and remember to leave a rating and review. You can find us on all social media channels and at onehealthwednesdays.com.